And I hadn't ever seen them, but the men know, the two men, and they were making whiskey for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was standing looking at a small hole. You see, you've got to get close to a hole of water.
Yeah.
And Rector, one of them called me. Mm-hmm. Said, "Ivy," like that, you know.
Yeah.
I looked up, and they were right there, right at me. Uh-huh. I just stood there, yeah. And I went kind of walking on up there pretty slow, and they was making it the cheap way. Mm-hmm. They had a lard can, they put that on. And then they had a trough. The pipe went, they had a hole cut in this top of this here lard can, mm-hmm. and the pipe come up here and crooked and went down in there. Mm-hmm. And then he'd come up here and it went through that trough. Mm-hmm. And they kept watering that trough. Mm-hmm. And down on it, there's ends where the whiskey come out. Mm-hmm. And you see, all of this here had to be sealed up airtight. There wasn't, absolutely, there wasn't no air, steam, mm-hmm. or nothing else mm-hmm. to go except at the end of that pipe down yonder. Mm-hmm. Well now, when that steam left mm-hmm. this coming up through that pipe, mm-hmm. it wasn't nothing but steam. Just like steam you see coming off of a kettle or anything else out there. But when it hit that water, where that pipe went through that water, that condensed it and it went into a liquid. And it just was a dropping. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the little stream coming out there wasn't a bit bigger than a sewing stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd take them hours to run a gallon of it. Mm-hmm. And I stopped there mm-hmm. and they said, "Hey boy," said, "you better keep your mouth shut. If we hear anything from this dress, that we'll take care of you." Uh-huh. So now we're all right. We're making it for our own use. And said, "I'm ashamed you're catching us." Uh-huh. Like, "I didn't catch you."
"I didn't see you."
I said, "What about?" I said, "What about some of it?" Mm-hmm. "Well," I said, "you don't need none." I said, "Why?" "Well, you're too young." And but they give me a drink. Mm-hmm. There was some sitting over there in the jar. Reckon they taking a drink mm-hmm. and give me one, and I took it. Mm-hmm. Now I was 16 mm-hmm. years old.
Mm-hmm. What did it taste like? What was
whiskey.
It? Whiskey. Is it pretty strong?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of?
And I fooled right around there. I stayed on a pretty good while. Just looking at it, you know. Mm-hmm. And every now and then I'd get me a sip of it. And you know I fooled right around and got drunk as a fool. I went home. I couldn't hit the ground with my hat. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Well, that was my first. Mm-hmm. I looked around. There was the barrel of beer sitting over there. Mm-hmm. And they began to laugh. I asked a few questions. And they answered them kind of like they wanted to, you know, but then mm-hmm. they knew I wasn't no fool. They knew that I knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And, but when I left there, I didn't care about that squirrel or nothing. Mm-hmm. It was 5 years before I ever tasted of any more. Mm-hmm. You see, you ever been drunk?
Well,
if you see, I had never drank no whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I might have got some out of a glass, you know, what they call the sugar out of a toddy, mm-hmm. dram glass. Uh-huh. And that tasted pretty good, but I hadn't never just drank no whiskey. Mm-hmm. And you talk about sick, boy, the next day I was the worst old boy you ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm.